Chapter 1. Today's Problems with Enterprise Business Software. Keys to reading this book. You'll notice that the chapters have certain common sections at the beginning and the end. At the beginning of every chapter is Test Drive Your Knowledge, a quick three-question quiz to help you assess the state of your knowledge for what is in the coming chapter. A corresponding Test Drive Your Knowledge, again, is at the end of every chapter, allowing you to see what you've learned by the end. These quizzes don't cover every point of the chapter, but try to hit on some of the highlights. Certain chapters also have a section at the end called Try This Next. This section provides summary action items for various levels of readers, executives, managers, and individual contributors. Feel free to use these to implement the ideas you've just read. And finally, at the end of each chapter, we list the references of books and articles that we've mentioned within the text. Test Drive Your Knowledge. Answer the following questions with the knowledge you have now. Then answer them again at the end of this chapter. Number 1. What does it mean for a team to be operating mechanically? In what ways is this helpful or harmful? Number 2. What problems do organizations have with scaling agile practices? Number 3. What problems do organizations have sustaining agile practices? Section 1. The new thing. I'm about to introduce you to the most amazing set of best practices. A few years ago, I was conducting a workshop using the old techniques, and suddenly, someone put up their hand and asked, "How can you prove that this technique works?" I was embarrassed. I had no answer. I set about measuring what the results were after each workshop. To my shock, I found out that the old techniques were not working at all. They weren't producing the results I had imagined. I began a search for some new techniques. I stumbled upon them while working with some friends and began using them. Do you know what? They worked. I used them here. I used them there. I continually fine-tuned them until I was sure they worked in every situation. I passed them on to other people, and they worked again. People said it was like magic. It was a secret sauce. And now I am presenting them to you. Finally, you have something that truly works. These best practices are proven to work. This all sounded good. So you, dear reader, tried these best practices. Proven to work, after all. But they didn't work. False advertising, lies, distortion, chicanery. No, that can't be what it is. These are proven best practices, after all. It must have been some aspect you did wrong. Something didn't make the translation when you read that book. So, you get certified, read all the blogs, attend a bunch of conferences. You hire a consultant, and he patiently explains what you're doing wrong. He leaves, but nothing gets better. You dive into more details. The devil is in the details, you know. You try and you try, but you fail and you fail. Then after a while, you give up. You abandon this set of best practices for a new set. Far better than the old stuff. We've fixed all the problems. Brand new name, brand new website, brand new meta model, brand new certification program. A bit more expensive than the last one, but totally worth it. To be honest, you knew all along that the old stuff didn't work. It was so stupid when you look back on it. And the cycle repeats. Our industry has been doing this for decades now. In the early 1980s, best practices came from places like IBM, Bell Labs, ITT, Harvard, P&G, James Martin, Texas Instruments, Software AG, Xerox, Cray, 3M, and Lockheed. Case tools, inverted list databases, supercomputers, spiral development. That was where the innovation was happening. We were sure of it.